Okay, we are going to start Daf Tesamid Beis. And I, again, will issue a disclaimer. I don't understand Shimshon. So all questions about Shimshon, you can ask them. I always love questions, but I don't have answers. See Samson's Struggle, available on Amazon for $99.
That's free shipping Prime, right?
Dr. Guevara, we are starting on Tesamid Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines in the bottom. In fact, you go by Rashi, which says the word Gemara in Rashi, go across, go up one line. The Malach told Menayach's wife, be careful. While you're pregnant, do not drink wine or old wine. Do not anything, don't eat anything that's Tame. Frank the Gemara might call Tame. What is the warning of Kol Tame? Masu, I'd hash that bar of command, Kalkla, was eating trafe? Tame usually refers to trafe. So, is it don't eat trafe? What's he eating trafe till now? Amar Yitzchak the Rabbi Dvar Masurim Ben Nazir. It meant what's Tame to a Nazir. Don't eat anything that a Nazir cannot eat. Rashi, Dvar Masurim Ben Nazir, three lines in the bottom. Mishras Anovim, soaking of grapes, the Nazir Shishar Anovim B'mayim. V'yesh Behem Tam Yayin. We wouldn't learn it out from the pasuk anything that's made from wine, because it's not made from wine, it's made from soaking grapes. And therefore the pasuk enumerates it by itself, mishras another.
Rabbi, why wasn't the instruction not to eat anything that was usser? Why does it have to be tame? Why isn't it a clearer understanding?
Okay. The word Tameh has two meanings in the Torah. Behemoth Tameh does not mean a Tameh animal. In our language, we use Tameh versus Tara. In the Torah language, Tameh is meant treif. What we would call treif, the Torah calls Tameh. The Torah says do not eat camel meat. The Torah calls a camel a behemoth Tameh. A camel is not any more Tameh than a cow. Dead camels are Tameh, dead cows are Tameh. When they're not shechted, right? The Torah refers to non-edible foods as macholim tmeim. So that's not a question.
I'm sorry for interrupting. Wouldn't she have understood the instruction if it would have been don't eat anything that's usser? She would have.
But it's not a different instruction. Tame and usser are synonymous. When we talk
I'm just saying
food,
it's clearer.
That's because to us it's clearer. In the Torah, it's not clearer. What I'm trying to say is, you're used to the fact Tame meaning one thing and usher meaning another. In those words, when they talked about food, Tame food meant usher food. It was synonymous.
Okay.
But both, there were two uses in the word Tameh. By Yavakir Lekimus HaMikshtash Asher Balechi. This is a story, I mentioned it as I was going through the history. He was very thirsty, and Hashem broke out the cavity that's in the cheek of this donkey, and it gave him water. It was an ace. The water came out of a cavity of a cheek of a donkey. Enough so to satisfy his thirst. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Demei Rabami, who even Ledover Tameh, he desired to marry a non-Jewish lady. Again, he was Megayer them, but he desired to marry non-Jewish women. Therefore, Levichach Nitluchaya B'Davar Tameh. Hashem sent him to Nais through a Davar Tameh, a message that your desire is not appropriate. Again, I'm talking about Shimshon, I'm trying to watch my language. Your desire is not great. You shouldn't be desiring the Davar Tameh. Again, the Rabbi Nishtam wanted him to marry a Plishti, but not because he had any desire for it. As we mentioned before when we said he sinned with his eyes. It was the plan of Hashem, right? It says in the Pasuk, but at the same time, not something he should have physically wanted. And therefore, since he did have a desire, I'm quoting a Gemara, I'm not talking about Shimshon, I'm not big enough for what I dare, but he desired a Davar Tameh, therefore, Hashem gave him the nace through a davar tameh to show him that there's something missing, Rashi. Because there's no difference in Rabbi Nishtalim to make the nace into a cheek of a donkey or a cheek of a cow?
Or an apple.
Or an apple, exactly.
But the Egyptian should not have wanted to marry her for any kind of beauty. Is that the pshat?
That's right. That's how I understand it. It should not have been Yishara Be'enai. That's how the Gemara quoted his. Again, I'm very hesitant, and I'm going to be extremely hesitant to talk about Egyptian. As I mentioned before, he was, as we will see momentarily, he was unbelievable. He was a Navi. He led Klal Yisrael Machlokes 20 years before, we'll see in a minute. But the bottom line is that the Gemara is sending this conflicting message.
Yeah, but on the other hand, if you're living with someone, I'm talking about living as a wife, what is the negative if you think she's pretty?
Nothing. But if you want her, it's not recommended that people go out getting geisha ladies to be megayer them to marry them. Highly non-recommended. Shimshin, the Rabbi Nishlam, wanted him to do it. But the Rabbi Nishlam wanted to do it in the Shem Shemayim. Now what he does, again, I have to be extremely careful. But what he does afterwards is fine, that he likes his wife. But that he marry her because of her physical attraction was not the Ratzon of Hashem. And even though he knew that's what Hashem wanted, but there was a physical attraction as well, and that was the, again, I'd rather not talk, but I have to explain the Gemara, so I'll try my best. Yes, Doctor.
Was it Amos, the
Navi,
who was commanded to marry...
No, it was not Amos, it was Hosea.
Hosea, thank you very much, I'm sorry, I was wrong. But he came to love her, but was done all to command.
Right, this was not, it's obviously different. He was not commanded to marry this woman.
This particular woman. But, yeah, there is a relationship here which is technically
the type of woman. Okay. Even with Rabbi Tamei Zer Trashi, Lisa Basel Necher to marry a Geisha woman. With Rabbi Tamei Lechi HaChamor, she's the Mali who, if not at the donkey's cheek, who I amazed but some would have died in thirst. Sakti Gemara Weiter. Batacho Ruach Hashem. The beginning of the Ruach Hashem Parshat Pshat means started. Amar Rav Chama Bar Chanina Cholson Biyasa Sheyakov Avinu. We're using the word Vatochel to mean it came about. It was Chal. English? Article?
Yeah, fulfilled.
Began? No, fulfilled. Fulfilled. It fulfilled the prophecy of Yaakov Avinu. The Sivi Hidan Nachash Ali Derech. Then will be a snake on the road. The pasuk continues. Vatacha Ruach Hashem lepamoi. Pamoi is a lotion of a bell that rings. The machne dun. Amrei Yitzchus Bei Ravami Melamachor Shechina Makakesas Lefonim Kizuk. The Shechina was ringing in front of him like a bell, meaning he had Nevuah. He had Ruach HaKadosh. The Rabbi Yisraelim, Ruach Hashem was in him. You know, it doesn't happen to that many people in history that the pasuk says they had Ruach Hashem. And that's what happened to Shimshon. Sibaki lepamoy bepamoy machni dun. Sibasim pamoy verimayin. Right? A bell and a pomegranate. It's talking about Big Day Kahuna. Bein Tzira o Bein Eshtoyel. Said this happened between the city of Tzira and Eshtoyel. Amar Avasi, Tzira ve Eshtoyel shneharim gedaylem hayu. These were two big mountains. The Akron Shimshon, and Shimshon uprooted them. He ground them into each other. Now, the purpose of that, I don't know. I don't know. Some want to learn that it means this was in Tyre. Harim Gedalim referred to greatness in Tyre, and he was able to compete and learn Tyre was the best. But again, Parshat Pshat seems to be he ground the mountains. I don't know why. Rashi, does the article say anything about grinding the mountains?
The verse mentions during the soil in order to teach that it was Samson's attainment of spiritual perfection that gave him the strength to perform the deficiency of physical strength. 10a note 14. This cannot be taken literally for a person that says that it is not better than the version. The second note is that Ben Yada and and this is thanks to Rabbi's name in the new verse.
Ruach Hashem, Ruach Nevuah Shishar Sal Yaakov, because Kaisel Lavanahu Lavaitim Asher Heilach, it escorted him wherever he went. No, it's not. When I went through the order, I said the Gemara is not dealing with it. When I started the sukkah,
this sukkah is not in chronological order.
After
he beat the police ship, was that when he got Ruach HaKodesh, or?
He had Ruach HaKodesh in the beginning. Again, I started off, I read the chronological order, and I said the Gemara is not going in chronological order. That's where he was. We're done shaving dust. It's a section of Eretz Yisrael. They even have it today in the news. Dan, they refer to Dan. It's an area in Eretz Yisrael that Shevet Dan used to live in. I think it's somewhere in the north, and I think it's in the West Bank. I'm not sure about that. There's no West Bank in Judea and Samaria. Right. Who Yachal Eshias Yisrael, and he started to save Klal Yisrael. Amar Rambam Bachanina, and again we're zeroing in on the word Yachel, Tachel. It seems to be a repetition of that word, which means begin. But we're also saying it's alluding to something else. So before we said it alludes that it was the key of the, what was the word? The fulfilling the Zavua. Here we're saying, Huchash Wasash Avimelech. The Plishtim were Avimelech's country. And Avram Avinu and Avimelech had made a treaty. And the Plishtim had violated the treaty of Avimelech. It said, if you will lie to me, and to my son, to my grandson, and to my great-grandson. So there was a treaty. And it seems to me that this treaty was supposed to last, Machlokes, whether the treaty had expired, or whether the treaty was supposed to last. But either way, the question was there still Nechdi around, or was it just a way of saying forever? But Plishtim violated it. So once the Plishtim violate the treaty, the other side doesn't have to keep it either. And this is Swat and Sak, that two people swear to each other to keep something, and one violates the Shua, it absolves the other person. Because the Shua is made on condition that both keep them. Rashi, Huchash Vasel HaMelech, Batla. It was Mavato. Word for English, Batla, Mavato. Made void. Lashon LeYachol Dvarei. Kishem Avra HaShua Tchila, they were Ivor and the Shua first. Zakta Gemara Vaitama Yigda Hanar, Vayivachayu Hashem. Shimshon grew up, and Hashem blessed him. Frankly, Gemara B'meh Barchoi. What was his special bracha? Amrav Yehuda, Marav, Shabarchoi, Ba'amasai. It's a machloikis, but Rashi learned, so we're going to learn like Rashi, that he blessed him in his ability to procreate. Amasai Kibbenei Adam, he had a male organ, like a regular person, but Vizari Kenacho Shaitev. He had children like a river that floods. He had a lot of children. He had bracha with a lot of children. Rashi, my man Birchoi, kol bracha should be mikra. Whatever it says bracha, lo should rivo you. There's a lot should have a lot. Never hamarbo, but... Never hamarbo, something that adds... Umatsa by tsoiva and their satisfaction. Uma brocha nimtzabai, the metzino aishra b'shimshin. We don't find that Shimshin was wealthy. Usually brocha is in wealth. He wasn't wealthy. So what does it mean by v'cheyu Hashem? Interesting, the Gemara does not seem to think the strength, because it mentions strength specifically, besides for brocha. So obviously brocha is telling you something else. Shabarcha b'amatsai, the azari kinachu shaitez, he should have a lot of children. The Mashin is Ava, he had a desire to have children, Nisbarech. Zakta Gemara Vaitra. Vayikra Shimshon El Hashem.
This is the only clue that we have, because he wasn't rich.
Rashi said, well, usually bracha means riches. So unless you have a reason to say not that way, we would say bracha means riches. So Rashi's saying the reason is, there's no mention ever of Shimshon being wealthy. Now, the Maral says, and I'm just saying this, throwing this out there, that the word bracha, forget the word, drop the hay, barech, is the first plural in both the singles, the tens, and the hundreds. Beis, reish, chav, because that means increase. The first increase is when you go from 1 to 2, from 10 to 20, from 100 to 200. So the word barech, the word stands for increase, a lot. It has the plural, the first plural in all three of the numbers. Maral. Weiter. Dr. Gemar Weiter. Vayikra Shimshel
Hashem. I'm trying to understand here is that he was given bracha in a situation where he really was hoshea. I mean, we're giving bracha to someone that on his madrega error. I mean,
we'll try one more time. Again,
I'm just telling you facts.
I know. I heard your facts. And that answer, but that question, by the way, is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu always gives people to bracha. He gives them bracha in a way that they get tested with their bracha. People that are rich are being tested with money. The Rebbeinu Tam is giving them riches. It's a test. People who are smart, the Rebbeinu Tam is testing them. What are they going to use their brain for? Right? So, this is a fact. Bracha comes to a person in an area where he can accomplish great things, but unfortunately can do wrong with them as well. And again, I'm talking about Shimshon. I'm watching my mouth as much as I possibly, trying to watch my mouth as much. I was mechunach in my yeshiva. If you said a dare say a word about anybody on Shimshon's madrega, the yeshiva would hang you. You don't talk about these people, used to say. Anybody feels that they can talk about these people, needs his head examined. These people are a million times greater than we ever are. So we have to be very careful, because Chazal do talk, and we have to learn the Gemara. But we were warned many a time by the Reshiva. You don't sit there and say, well, Avraham Avinu was, you know, like if you could analyze Avraham Avinu. In a million years, you wouldn't be able to analyze Avraham Avinu. So he was very big on that. And therefore, I try to follow that. Being very, very careful in any word that I use. And if Chas v'Shalom I use the wrong word, I'm already asking Mechila now, because I did, it's one thing I don't want to burn for. I don't want to burn anyway, but I don't want to burn for this for sure. Yes?
You are allowed.
I don't want to go into argument. I am not going there. I'm not even answering you. I'm not even listening. This is the Mechinech I receive from my receiver. I don't care what anybody else says. So it doesn't make a difference to me. That's it. That's all I need. I don't need to know anything else. This is the end of the story. This is when Shimshon was already captured. His eyes were poked out. And as we will see, they tortured him in prison. And at that point, they made a holiday to their God. And they made him there as a source of mockery. And he asked to be put near pillars. And he held on to the pillars and he davened to Hashem. He said, remember me and strengthen me one more time. Let me take revenge from one of my eyes, from the plishtim. They poked out both eyes. One eye I want to leave for Eilam Haba. But one eye, I want to get the schar in Eilam Haza by killing all these goyim. Amar Rav, Amar Shum Shilif Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbein Yishleilam, what's the chreini na? He could have gone straight to the point. Chaskeini na hapam. What's the chreini na? What is he bringing up? Dr. Gemara, Amar Rav, Amar Shimshon Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shleilam, Tzchar Li Eshlim Shana, remember me the 20 years, Sheshafati Es Yisrael, that I judge Klal Yisrael, Le'amayti Le'echad Mem Harva Li Makom Li Makom Li Makom, and I never asked anybody to do anything. We will learn later on that Shimshon was lame in both of his legs. Good old strong Shimshon, who they always make into some kind of creature of frog eyes standing there. No, he wasn't. He was lame in both of his legs. He had to walk using canes. Good old strong Egyptian. So this whole thing was a miracle. And he never asked anybody to move a cane from him. And he led Claudius over 20 years. Meaning, he did not take advantage of his position in any personal matter. And he asked Hashem to remember that, so he can take revenge from the plishtim for Klal Yisrael. Now, it says elsewhere, in Yerushalmi it says that he ran Klal Yisrael for 40 years. Here it says 20 years. So they answer that he left such a fright among the plishtim that for 20 years later they didn't start up with Klal Yisrael. So he actually led Klal Yisrael for 20 years. But there was another 20 years that the Plishtim left Klal Yisrael alone because of what Plishtim had inflicted, what Shimshon had inflicted upon them. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, the Klaim Nikmas Achas Mishtei Einai, the Darish Amar Shimshon Mabayn Ishlailim, Schar, I'm reading the Bach, Schar Achas Me'einai Tenli B'Nekamazu, Uschar Acheres Lailim Abba. I want one schar in this world, I want the other eye in the next world. This is the raya that Rabbi Weiss brings again in the little that I saw. Obviously, his eyes weren't so bad that he got punished for being Yishar Abayinai, and now he's asking the schar of his eyes. So obviously, there's a lot more here than meets the eye. My turn.
Says, the
Rabbi
Weiss says, eyes,
I understand what you're saying. Achas mishtei einai. My Gemara says. It's a pasuk. V'nokman nokam achas mishtei einai. It's a song. And one of these singers singing. That is chaskenina, chaskenina. Leiter. Dr. Gemara Leiter. V'yokam v'yelich plishtim. Is going back in the story. This is towards the beginning of the story. When he first time, when they took away his wife, so he wanted to teach the Plishtim a lesson. So he went by Yilkat Shloish Meir Shualim, captured 300 fox. Maishna Shualim by fox. Am Rabbi Bar Nigdi, Am Rabbi Abraham, Am Shimshin. Yavim Misha Shoyel Shachoizin Lachayrav. I don't know if behavior, animals' behavior, but the Gemara says animals usually run away. A fox runs back to where it was. Doesn't run away in a different direction. So, I'm sorry? I don't know if it runs. What does he translate? I thought he runs back to the place he came from.
He treats backwards.
But Yifram, he pushed him, Shechazim, Shuasim. They retreated from their oath. So that's why he picked Fox. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Shechazim, Lachayim, Shechazim, I say, Einoim, doesn't run in different directions. El Chayzer Kakalis, it goes right back to the way it was. Dr. Gemara Baiter, Tanya. Amar Rav Shimon HaChassid. Interesting Tanya, I don't think he's mentioned too many times. Rav Shimon HaChassid. Bein Kseifam Shoshim Shen Shishim Ambachaya. Between his shoulders, from one end of the shoulder to the other end of the other shoulder, was 60 of them. Now, whether this is literal or not, I don't know. This is talking about when they came to capture him and they heard he was in the city, so they locked the gates and the next morning they were going to kill him. Well, he got up in the middle of the night, he slept in the middle of the night, he picked up the, he grabbed the doors of the city, the two doorposts, he carried them with the poles that locked the door, Vayasim al Kseifov, and he put it over his shoulder. Ugmiri, and we have a Mesaira, the Ein Dalsis Azza Pchusa Mishishim Amas. The doors of Azza are not less than 60 Amas. Again, exactly what this tells us, I don't know. Does Arskoff say anything?
Unbelievable strength.
It doesn't
mean literally 60 Amas.
Right, unbelievable strength. Rashi, Shari'ir, the Trashi, Shari'ata, Gates of Gaza. Al Kseifov, Kishir Kseifov. Okay, now here comes to me the most difficult part of the Gemara. The part I understand the least. Now, simple pshat means he ground. They put him to work in the prison to grind things. Amar Rabbi Yechidin ain't chila l'lashin avera. Chila here means he committed a sin. He committed something, I'll word it differently, that for others is a sin. How does he translate that word?
My wife grinds for another man,
meaning she lives with another man. Melamed. She call echad v'echad hevi lo yeshnishte lebeis ha'asurim, kadei she tisabre himenu. The Plishtim brought their wives so he should impregnate them so they should have strong children. Because they believed that if their children come from Shimshon and grow long hair, they'll also be Mr. Powerful. Now, what was his hatred to do this? You're not allowed to live with Gaia, but these weren't Megayer. Now, the Eishes problem is not a big problem because a Yid doesn't have to count a guy's wife as an Eishes. However, she is a guy, and it's awesome to live with a guy. Terence says he was under duress of being killed. So the question now becomes, a person is not allowed to commit Gili Arayas under the threat of being killed. How about living with a Gaisha woman that's not an Erva? With Gaisha women, we don't recognize their marriage to make them an Erva. So that is the discussion here. He was obviously under duress, and they forced him to live with their wives. Yet involved, is there ever a situation where we consider it, this is what they talk about in Halacha, what Shimson's heter was. But the bottom line is that they forced him under threat of death to live with their wives in order to produce these strong pushtim that they wanted to do. What? But then they got strong? No. It doesn't say. Amar Papa. Hainu da Amri Inchi Kama Deshasi Kham Rakama Kama Refuki Great the Dublo. The Rabbi Nishlan provides a person's desire. People that like wine, right, they bring him wine. People who are gardeners, they bring him vegetables. So Shimshon, who desired a lot of children, as we mentioned before, they brought him women. Again, he didn't ask for this. This was not his choice. But the Rabbi Nishlan put him in this situation and ended up giving him something that he had desired, which is to have a lot of children. Rashi. Look, Rashi, Kama Deshasi Chamra Chamra, they call other Mavim Mashu Rogabai. They say, see, Yayim, Mavim Yayim. People drink wine, they drink wine. Kama Fuki Great, the Dubla, the Ivan Adama Bechaver Beganis, people who work the ground and dig in the gardens. Shurago Lecha Yarek, eat vegetables. Mavim Saoz Moro Yarek, Dubli Min Yareku. Now, let me ask you a question. Does Arsko say anything about this? Does he explain this at all? That was the whole thing that he was supposed to marry Plishtim. But at this point, it was already here. He was already captured. So, again, I don't know.
He said most of the
yes.
Not bring down from the house. They didn't actually have relations with these women. They brought their wives to see him,
so
that when they have relations with their wives,
Thank you. So Yankee's speaking out in Altruch, that they didn't want him to have relationships with their wives, it's their wives. But the answer is, they wanted to see him, so when they have a relationship with their wives, seeing Shimshon should have an impact. Which we find in Chazal many times, that the thoughts of a woman and a man during the time that they're procreating has an effect on the child. So therefore, they wanted Shimshon's image to be in their mind. Okay, I like that chat. I didn't see it when I was preparing. Thank you very much.
She is
fine. What?
She is
fine. Yeah. Right. Yes.
Prior to being in prison, he already had many children.
Seems that way.
And who did he have with?
Doesn't say.
In other words, not quite.
Doesn't say. I can't answer the question. Zag to my writer. Amar Rabbi Eichanan, Kamazana Ishta Mazanana Salah. This is a side issue. A man that's Mazana, his wife, is apt to be Mazana. The Mepharshim speak out. That doesn't mean every man that's Mazana, his wife is Mazana. But a woman that sees her husband's loose is less careful not to be Mazana. She figures, good enough for him, it's good enough for me. It's like a logical thing that a woman who would be more careful in her relationships with men sees her husband going with other women, it makes her less careful. Shenema, im nifata libi al ishi, if my heart gets seduced by a woman, ba pesach rei arafti, and I ambush the door of my friend waiting for his wife, sifti tachin lachar ishti, my wife will be living with another man, and others will kneel for her. Meaning, don't think that a man can go be Mazana and it doesn't have an impact on his wife. This is used by Achashverosh and Vashti. Right? he was busy with the big melons and she was with the little ones. Meaning, if men, the way the man acts, it has an impact on the woman. It's not saying that every man that's Mazana, his wife's going to be Mazana. And it's not saying that every woman's Mazana means her husband was Mazana. What it's saying is, a person should never think that his behavior doesn't affect his spouse. Rashi. Whatever he does, he's apt to follow. Shimshin Danis Yisrael Kavim Shemashamayim. Shimshin had sat in the Shemaya to judge Klal Yisrael as if he were Kaviyachu. The Rabbi Nisham gave him judgment as if the Rabbi Nisham is judging. Shinamad Dan Yadin Amai Ke'echad. It says Ke'echad Shifti Yisrael. We read the Pashim Shad, he's like one of the Shvatim, he's like one of the great Shvatim. And with Dashing, Dan Yadin Amai Ke'echad. Dan, Shimshin, who comes from Dan, will have the Siyata Nishmaya to judge like Hashem. V'yam Rabbi Eichelim, Shimshin Ashmoy Shakarish Baruch Hu Nikra. Shimshin is called by the name of Hashem. Shenema Ki Shemesh U'mogin Hashem Elikim. Hashem is the sun and the protection. So at this point we think Shemesh is the name of Hashem, and Shimshin is named for Hashem. So you shouldn't be able to erase the name Shimshin. Doesn't say anywhere you can't erase Shimshin. He can't erase the name of Hashem. Elamei ein shmai shakadosh baruch hu. Doesn't mean he had the name of Hashem. It means he had the characteristic of one of Hashem, the way we refer to Hashem. Ma hakadosh baruch hu megin hakalai lam guloi. Av shimshim megin b'day rach yisrael. He protected Klal Yisrael. Rashi? Shemesh loshen chayba. Here it's being used as a wall. K'may v'samti katkoy chim shesayach. Your wall would be made out of the stone called Katkoid. Hashmai Shakarish Baruch Hu, Mashmai Shekineyu B'Shmai Shakarish Baruch Hu Mamesh, we thought it's the name of Hashem. Me'ein Shmai, She'ein Shemesh Shei Mamesh, Shemesh is not Hashem's name, Elamogil U'matzo, it's referring to a characteristic that we see Hashem as protecting. V'am Rebbe Yechanan, Bilam Chigur Meragli Achas, Bilam was lame in one leg. Oh yeah. Shenemer Vayelech Shefi, he went lame. I think that's what the word means. What did you say Shefi means? Shimshin Chigur B'Shtei Raglov. Shenemer, when Yaakov Avinu referred to him, he referred to him Shrifayin Ali Ayrach, the one that Shrifayin on both legs on the road. Rashi Shefi, by the Shaf Miduchtei, it's dislocated. Shrifayin, Shviya Kfula. So this is the end of the Gemara about Shimshin, and again, let's put it in a little bit of a perspective. Shimshin is this powerful man who can barely walk, but extremely powerful. Right? He, the Rebbe Nisham wants him to marry a woman that's Megayer. Not a Jewish woman, but a Geish woman that's Megayer. He, for some reason, has some personal interest in mind, which opens him up to punishment. He kills a lot of Plishtim. He's captured, put in jail, poked out his eyes. Why his eyes? Chazal say, because his eye had been the part that he had been misled. He let his follow his eyes to a degree, even though he was doing what Hashem wanted. Then he asked Hashem to give him the revenge of one of those eyes that the Plishtim had no business knocking out, to take revenge, and he killed thousands of, more Plishtim were killed in that collapse of the building than he killed in all his, but all along the time. And according to the Mefarshim, it left the fear in the Plishtim for another 20 years. It took them 20 years to recover psychologically from Shimshin. Bar says, that Ruach Hashem, he judged perfectly, Dan Yad Nama Ke'echad. And again, the parts that we don't understand is the part in prison, which the Al-Shuk explains, they just came to look at him. Others talk halachically, was he allowed to, was he not allowed to? And this basically sums up the Gemara's look at Shimshin. And again, anybody that really wants an explanation, I understand there are Zessler and Chela Gibel, and Michtam Elio has a piece, I don't know what he says. And I know there's a book from Rabbi Weiss called Samson Struggles that goes through every pasuk from the whole story of Shimshon and places it in the proper perspective.
But you can't marry anyone without looking at them first, right?
Right.
What's the lungs in that?
We don't see. Yes, you're mechuyev to look at your wife before you marry her because you don't want her to hate her. You don't want to hate her later.
Right.
Again, but the drive to marriage should not be physical beauty. The drive, again, I'm talking about Shimshon. Let's not talk about Shimshon. Let's talk about somebody else that marries a woman. If his drive to marry is because he loves her beauty, it's not as good as a guy who marries a woman who looks nice to him to do the mitzvah approval. Or to do the right thing, Hashem. Now, I'm not talking about today, not demanding from people madrigas. I should look myself in the mirror and not worry about anybody else. That's not my point. My point is, Shimshon, there was a tain on him that there was any element of self involved. And this is the man who could barely walk, was killing Plishtim by the thousands, ripped out gates, and never asked anybody to move a stick for him.
Maybe he came late after.
No. And ask people to never ask the person to move a stick for him. I guess so. Again, it's speculative. I don't know. But it says, like, other people, the other came Hashem. The blessing is saying it was from Hashem. But then again, he said the word Yisharah Ve'enai, and Chazal jumped on that, not me. And Chazal say, then he got punished by Einav because of that. And the same person is asking Schar Einav. No, Schar Einav, he said they poked out his eyes. Well, the fact that they poked it out. Again, that's exactly the question. I mean, obviously, he got punished, but at the same time, it was an unbelievable twist for him, right? It's exactly where Rabbi Weiss, in the 10 pages that I read, Shmanesra didn't take long enough. They were diving Shmanesra, I pulled out the book out of the shelf and I started reading, and I thought it was Shat and Ishmael, because here I was starting the Sugya of Shimshon. I'd never seen the book. And there it was. So to me, it was like Shat and Ishmael.
Oh, it was recently?
Last week, Tuesday.
Oh, I had no idea. I thought it was that's what he said. I don't remember.
Week, Tuesday night, I went to somebody made a see him. I went to the house to make the see him. And they were diving Myrib, and I wasn't diving Myrib. And they were in Shmanesra, and I was bored. I saw the book. I said, wow, I'm teaching Shimshon tomorrow. And I went and took the book. Either Kedegamina or Shat and Ishmaya. To me, it was Shat and Ishmaya. Yes. At least I know what the book looks like. Yes.
In regards to the question earlier about looking at your wife, Revolver actually from one time was giving a talk, and he said, any person has a lay thinking about how beautiful they are. It's the same thing as committing adultery.
Okay, good.
Homiletic scale. It certainly is necessary precondition, my words, not in. However, if that's the sole reason, then...
All I say is as follows. I'm happy people aren't committing adultery with other people's wives.
I'm
okay. Yes.
Yes, it's bad. I made a fix, maybe. It was bonded in both eyes. Exactly. The scarf on my
yes. Correct. They knocked out both eyes, and he's asking Hashem to give him the revenge of one eye in this world.
What is it?
And keep one eye for the next world.
Okay.
You know, there's a Mashah in Kedushin. The Mashah in Kedushin asks, the Gemara says, it's us to tip Mekadosh a woman till he sees her. Come on, Kedushin, we had it. The Mashal asked, my Avraham Avinu, you know your daughter, Kishi, if I smara at, the Rashi, one of the Pshatim says, Avraham never saw Sarah, and he happened to be going by a river, and he saw a reflection, he says, now I know you're beautiful.
In fact, the Mashal, what happened to the halacha of Asr Admat? So there are many terutzim said. But the one time the Mashal says is, and again, this is Mashal about Avraham Avinu, not about Yitzchak Bar Gerech or anybody else. He said, Avraham Avinu was never planning to look at her. If a person plans to look at their wife, they should look at her before they marry her. But if he's never planning to look at her, he'll never be Ayyub after Al Kamaych, he'll never see her. So there was no reason for Avraham Avinu to have to see Sarah. That's what Mashal said. So therefore he said, oh, he didn't know Yadati. Now I found out, I wasn't planning ever to look at you. That's what Mashal says in Kedushin,
Daf Mem Aleph. The reason why he wasn't planning was...
There's no reason for him to look at her. There were five people that were giving blessings. Main dugma. Example? I don't like example. What is he translated as? What?
Similarity.
With somewhat of a similarity
to the one above.
To the one above. The Kulan Lakubam, and they all got punished because of their misuse of that extra bracha that the Rabbi Shlomo gave them. Shimshin Bekaychai, Shimshin got punished because of his strength, meaning his strength was removed. So his punishment was in that place that Hashem had given him this unbelievable strength that was not human, not a regular human. His misuse of it, and again, on Shimshin's Madrega, caused them to lose it.
What misuse did he have?
I don't know. Doesn't say. The Mefarshim, I think, talk about, I don't know. I'm not going to say because I don't know. Shol B'Tzavarai, Shol is figure, who's Meshichmai Lamaila, he stood tall, had a certain royalty look.
Okay.
That's the pasuk, Mashiach Malamayla. But it means he had that certain royal look that was not regular. Avshalom Besarai. Avshalom had gorgeous hair. Tzidkiyo Be'enav. And it doesn't say anywhere exactly what Rashi says. He doesn't know where it says that Tzidkiyo's eyes were any better than anybody else's. The Mefarshim do give a hint, and they say, it says in the pasuk that Tzidkiyo escaped from the Babylonian troops. And he went in a cave called Ma'ara Sitkiyo, which exists today. This cave goes from next to Shar Shem, for those who know Yerushalayim, next to the Damascus Gate, that's right there, and it extends all the way to Yerichai, miles. It's a cave, underground. And people go there now. They still have people go in there now. They have a tour, you can go, they take you in part of the way. Sitkiyo escaped with his children in a dark cave. How could he possibly have done it? So they say he had eyesight that he could see in the dark more than anybody else. That's what some of Farshim want to say, to see that he had bracha in his eyes. He got captured when he came out on the other side. He thought he escaped. Meanwhile, a Babylonian soldier was chasing a deer, and out pops the T.O. on the other end of the cave, and he got captured with his kids, and they shechted his kids in front of him, and they blinded him. So he got punished in those eyes. So Kiyo Be'enav, the Chsivis Einitz Elzweiter, next. The last one is Asa Baraglov. Asa had a blessing in his legs. It doesn't say what. Rashi doesn't know. I don't remember seeing any Mefarshim explain it. And he got punished with his legs. Rashi. Look, Rashi. Main dugma shemayla nishtanu menatachtaynum l'tiferes. They would change from the regular person in a glorious way. Don't think about Shimshin b'kaychai. How do I know he got punished? The sliver yasser kaychem yolov. His strength left him. Rashi, lemaisi raya the kulan loku. All we're proving is that they all got punished for that area. Shol b'tavaroi, nechsi v'yikach shol sacher v'yapalala. Shol committed suicide, right? On his neck. He dropped his sword on the neck. Rashi,
Shalba Tavara, Vayigba Mikalam Bishichmai, says he was Vayapal Allah, Vakim Shaharga Bechaya Vaidu Savar. Now, did this version explain what was Rosh Hashanah's right to commit suicide? We think suicide is prohibited. So the Rishayim talk about it, and one of them, through some of the Rishayim, say that to avoid torture, one is allowed to commit suicide. Had Shaul been captured while he's alive, he would have been tortured and killed anyway. So therefore, this is what the Rishayim say, to daskein him in Parashasayach, that to avoid torture, one can commit suicide, yes?
I mean, it's a big discussion,
yeah, but that's different.
No, this actually is one of the proofs
that's
brought in
this guy. Could be, because this is medical treatment, the refusal of medical treatment is not suicide actively, it's passively, whereas this is active suicide. Again, I'm just saying, could be.
This is not my idea.
Right.
This is going to be tortured by David Zami?
No, by the Pushtim. The war was, Shaul went to war and the Pushtim, he lost the war, battle. He wasn't going to be tortured by David HaMelech, Chas v'Shalom. Avshalom B'Sarai, could it be the member of Kamal, like we will say later on? He blinded to Joe's eyes. Asa Baragma, Basim Baragma, he's not sorry. Chola Sraglov, he got, his feet got sick. Amrav Yudah Marav Shalzeh Pantaguro, which Art School, I believe, translates as gout, but I'm not sure.
Gout.
Amr Marzutra, period. Rashi. Titkio Ve'enav Zok Rashi Lo Yadani Minolim Nishtar Lishrach. I don't know where it says that he had better eyes. And Bechein Asim Meraglov, I can't show him a Meraglov. This is what the Tana heard from his Rebbe. Putgara Shem Chayim Lihu Tzrechus Meraglayim. Bechayim Le Putgara, they call it Putgara. Okay, we will continue.